is going, we stay, alhamdulillah. Bad news you heard last night, today, alhamdulillah. Great news, promotion, wonderful things, alhamdulillah. And we say, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Nahmaduhu, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is deserving of all praise. We trust Allah's judgment, we trust Allah's wisdom, everything He puts in your life and my life is the best way. ونستعينه, we seek Allah's help. Without Allah, all of us are helpless. ونستغفره, we seek Allah's forgiveness. إنه هو الغفور الرحيم, the most forgiving, the most merciful. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, and I testify there's no deity worthy of worship. I testify there's no one to give up our lives completely for. There's no one worthy for your forehead to be on the floor for other than Allah. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله, and I testify that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, our beloved, the one that we are commanded to love more than our mothers and fathers, sons, daughters, and our own selves, is Allah's messenger, is Allah's servant صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, اتقوا الله, be conscious of Allah, fear Allah's anger, be wary of Allah's punishment, respect Allah. To what level? How much? حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ, as much as Allah deserves to be respected. May Allah forgive us for our shortcomings. Then Allah ends the ayah, which you hear in almost every khutbah, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ, and do everything under the sun, that when the angel of death comes to you, it finds you as a Muslim. That's your ultimate goal. That is your absolute ultimate goal. Someone asks you, what is your dream? What is it that you wish to achieve? Number one, to die with La ilaha illallah. Nothing beats that. Absolutely nothing beats that. May Allah grant it to all of us. Amir Rabbil Alameen. And what makes the communities in Dallas very special, and we do not praise on Allah's behalf, and we do not know your hearts, but the reputation of many of you, if not all of you, that you came for La ilaha illallah. Some of you gave up beautiful places and houses and other cities and states. Very well known, that's the people of Dallas. May Allah make your reputation even better than what others think of you. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. And may Allah keep your intention sincere when you came, and may your intention stay sincere as you leave and exit this world. أدخلني مدخل صدق, دعاء in the Quran, Ya Allah, make me enter sincerely, move for your sake, and make me move out of this dunya also for your sake. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Allah says, Ya أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, one more time, اتقوا الله, be conscious of Allah, have Allah in your mind. Then Allah says, وقولوا قولا سديدا, and that's the topic. وقولوا قولا سديدا, say the truth. Be sincere, walk the talk, truthfulness in your intention, truthfulness in your speech, and the peak, the grand, truthfulness in your actions. May Allah make us truthful. Then Allah says, if you do that, if you do the qawlan sadida, what happens? Two things, the best of both worlds. يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ, meaning He accepts your good deeds. تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا, you'll get it. يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and will forgive your sins and shortcomings. Then Allah ends the ayah beautifully by saying, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, and whoever obeys Allah and the Prophet of Allah, may Allah make us of them, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا, then congratulations, you have achieved ultimate success. May Allah make us of those who are successful. Ameer Rabbil Alameen. Have you ever made a wish? Do you currently have a dream that you wish to come true? Are you, for example, like someone who says, I wish to memorize the Quran? Without a doubt, there are people among us like that. Some say, I wish I can master the Arabic language. Some of you may say, I wish to memorize, for example, Sahih al-Bukhari. I wish to go to Hajj. All of us in this masjid have wishes and dreams, and we even make promises. If this happens, If our sheikh establishes a hifz program, I'll be the first to register. We make a lot of promises and claims. But how truthful are we when we do it? Are we like Anas ibn al-Nadr? Who's Anas ibn al-Nadr? Anas ibn al-Nadr is a relative of one of the grand Sahaba, Anas ibn Malik. He did not participate in the Battle of Badr. He missed it for a justifiable reason. So he told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, I will show you and I will show Allah if another battle comes, what I will do. Sounds familiar? You say that, I say that. Inshallah, there's a fundraiser for VRIC. I will show you my donations. We'll see. It's coming in a week, I think, or 2 weeks. MashaAllah, right? You will see. Anas ibn al-Nadr, time passed, week, month, 6 months, about a year, the Battle of Uhud. The Battle of Uhud comes. Who is in the army? Anas ibn al-Nadr. So far, so good. Allahumma barik. That's enough of accomplishment. But he goes further. As many of you perhaps know, the Battle of Uhud, Muslims were doing a phenomenal job. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. They were about 600 against 3,000. And they were winning until one person, two, three, four, not more than 40. That's it. Disobeyed the command of Allah. Disobeyed the command of Rasulullah. As a result of disobeying the Prophet's command, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the tables turned. The Muslims started to lose after they were super victorious. So much so that some of the Sahaba at that loss, Allah forgave them. It's in the Quran. But they retreated. They gave their backs, went back to Medina. Some grand Sahaba, Allah already said, I forgave them, forgave them. But as everybody was leaving, there's one guy going the opposite direction. One. Who was that? Anas ibn al-Nadr. Sa'd ibn Mu'ad, one of the grandest companions that ever walked on earth. Sa'd ibn Mu'ad, the one whom the Prophet said, this is the Sayyid of your people, come show him respect. Sa'd ibn Mu'ad, one of the most important influential figures in all of Islam, he was heading back. He sees Anas ibn al-Nadr. He says, what are you doing? He says, I'm going to go continue the war. Have you not heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away? These were the rumors. He said, then let me die upon what he died upon. So Sa'd said, I was not able, Allahu Akbar, I was not able to do what Anas ibn al-Nadr did. Then Anas, before he left, and he saw the Sahaba leaving, grand Sahaba Uthman ibn Affan, may Allah be pleased by him, he also left. He says, Ya Allah, I'm sorry for what my ummah is doing. And Ya Allah, I am free from what the enemy, mushrikeen, are doing. Then right before he left, he told Sa'd, Sa'd, Wallahi, I smell the fragrance of Jannah by the mountain of Uhud. Wallahi, I smell it. Did he smell it? The army fought, whoever remained, time passed. Now it's time to count, to bury those who passed away. As they're passing, they saw a person, a body, they could not recognize. Why not? Over 80 wounds in the face, in the eye, in the nose, in the neck, in the ears, in the shoulder. Over 80. They could not tell who was it. Until a sister, may Allah bless her, she walks by that man and says, oh, that's my brother. How did she know him? From his finger. That's my brother. And who was that man? Anas ibn al-Nadr. Allahu Akbar. Allah revealed Quran. Yes, ayah to become that you and I read in Dallas, in Houston, in Texas, till Yawm al-Qiyamah. Min al-mu'mineena rijal. Allah says there are true, real men and women that are believers. What's the quality, Allah? Why did He say these are the real ones? Why, Ya Allah? Sadaqu ma ahadu Allah alayhi. They fulfilled a promise they gave to Allah. How are you with your promises to Allah? Allah says, these real men, these real believing men and women, they made a promise, Allah fulfilled it. May Allah make us fulfill the promises that we make. You see another man, a new convert. He sees Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he joins the Prophet in one of the battles. At the end of that battle, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam divides the war gains. The enemy dropped the sword. dropped a shield, they collect it. So the soldiers, they get a share. You take this, you take this, alhamdulillah, we won. That new Muslim does not know much. So they come, they knock on the door of his house or so, they say, tafaddal, this is your share of the war. He's like, what is that? What are you talking about? What share, what money, what weapons that now we gain from the winning? He said, no. They said, the Prophet told us to give it to you. He said, no, I need to talk to the Prophet. I'm not comfortable. It's not haram. The Prophet gave it to him. So then he went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, what is this? He said, this is your share from the battle that we've won. So the man said, Ya Rasulullah, like no disrespect. Ma ala hadha tabatuk. I did not accept Islam for this. Not that he's saying it's haram, of course. But I have a dream. I have an ultimate wish. What is it that you want? He's an Arabi, a Bedouin, new Muslim. He said, my wish is to be a shaheed, a martyr. That's my wish. My wish, and he does this, ready? And my wish is to get shot right here. Right here. And show Allah, I gave up my life for you. True love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dunya, hayati, mamati, nusuki, salati, lillahi rabbil alameen. I want to give up my life for Allah. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees that. That's quite impressive. That's not common. So he says, if you are truthful with your promise, if you really mean it, Allah will make your dream come true. Next battle comes. The battle is concluded. They look at the casualties. And then the Sahaba, not the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba, they carry the body of who? Of that Arabi, that man, he passed away, shaheed. So when they carried him, they were shaken by the scene. Why? They went to the Prophet, said, Ya Rasulullah, this is the man. What did the Prophet see? What did the Prophet say? Ahuwa huwa. Is this the same brother that came not too long ago and said, I want to get shot right here? Yes, and he was shot right here. And that was the arrow that came, and he passed away. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at the honor. May Allah honor you all, Ya Rabbil Alameen. The Prophet took off his clothing, and that was the shroud, Allah, the kafan, the shroud of that man, a new Muslim. Then he says, Ya Allah, this man was truthful with you. Ya Allah, fulfill the promise of Jannah, fulfill the reward of Shahada to this man. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Allah, I bear witness that this man is sincere, and he buried him. May Allah make us sincere. The words have value, but have we walked in the talk? That's the question. أقول قولي هذا, I say what has been said, and I ask Allah to forgive you, and I ask Allah to forgive me. Seek His forgiveness. Allah is the most forgiving. Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. May Allah accept the dua that you just made. And may Allah not make any one of us leave this masjid except that all our sins are forgiven. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Make these wishes, make these dreams, but you have to walk towards them. And you have to truly believe. If you and I were sincere, Allah will make you reach the destination. If your goal is Z, the last letter in the alphabet, Z, and you are at A, you're like, Ya Allah, take me to Z. That's your wish. Take me to Z. Ya Rabb al-Alameen. The question to you and to I, how far can you go? Wallahi, with the capacity I have, with my capability, I can go to D. You go to D, Allah will take you to Z. You go as far as you humanly possibly can, and Allah will take you. Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu anhu, authentic narration, he used to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma urzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik. Ya Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path. And waj'al mawti, and make me die where? In the city of your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Context is important. Context is critical. Umar is the Khalifa. There's not a single يعني, risk in Medina. So how can you die as a shaheed, as a martyr in the path of Allah, in the city of Rasulullah? Who asked that question? Not you and I, his daughter Hafsa. Hafsa tells her dad, oh father, how can you do that? How can that happen? That you die as a shaheed in Medina. There's no battles here. So look what he says. He says, يَأْتِنِي بِهِ اللَّهُ إِنْ شَاءَ. If Allah wants it to happen, it happens. I will work towards it. I will settle in Medina. I'll make sure my house is in Medina. I'll make sure that if I have a trip to do for business or so, I don't stay an extra day to risk the chances of not dying in Medina. I'll be present in the masjid and do everything I possibly can. And as many of you know, he prays Salatul Fajr on the 23rd year after Hijrah, and he gets stabbed, radiallahu anhu, and dies as a shaheed in Medina. Allahu Akbar. The key question here, how do I know if I am sincere? We all make wishes. We all have dreams. How do I know if I'm there or not? The question is, what have you done towards that dream? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have a perfect example that answers the question. The Battle of Tabuk. The Prophet has a fundraiser. Who can help us? Who can help us with your donations? This is the biggest Muslim army in Islamic history of the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Preparing 30,000 soldiers, the biggest number. So he wants a lot of funding. Who can give? Who can give? Sisters gave their jewelry. Sidq, truthfulness, Allahu Akbar. Uthman ibn Affan, 940 camels. We're talking roughly over $5 million today. Uthman ibn Affan adds 60 horses, another millions of dollars today. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, all his money. But the question is, the people that did not have, the people like you and I, we watch the TV, we watch the video, and we say, Wallahi, if I can help, I would help. And you genuinely cannot help much. You're very limited. Wallahi, when I see the rubble on that sister and that man, I wish to pick up these rocks and help them and cure them in any way, shape, or form. The man who has been burnt, may Allah grant him shahada, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallahi, brother, if I had a blanket, I would throw it and do the fire extinguisher. Do whatever I can. You're in Dallas. You cannot do any of that, but you can wish and you can dream. But will Allah reward you for that? The key thing is, how do you feel? Does it cause you? Here it is. Are you in pain that you cannot? Are you in pain that you cannot lift that rubble? Are you in pain that you cannot feed the poor? Does it cause you pain? Does it cause you pain to the point that you cry? And these are not my words, these are the words of Allah in the Quran. Because in that Battle of Tabuk, when there was a fundraiser, there were poor people. Could not donate, not even a date. You know how poor you have to be? They could not even give a date. They could not participate in any way. So what happened to them? They went back home crying. Men crying, women crying. I can't give jewelry. I'm not as rich as her. I cannot give money. I don't have the business he has. They went and they cried. Maybe no one saw them. But who saw them? Allah. So Allah puts it in the Quran. وَلَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ إِذَا مَا أَتَوْكَ لِتَحْمِلَهُمْ قُلْتَ لَا أَجِدُ مَا أَحْمِلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ. They want to participate. I cannot hold that many people, especially that you don't have the right to join us. Allah says, تَوَلَّوْا. They turned. وَأَعْيُنُهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ. And they're crying because they cannot participate. That's a sign that you're truthful, inshallah. How far can you go? What can you do? It says a lot about you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in that battle, in that same battle, the Prophet, he's going through the battle. Then he told the Sahaba, you don't go in a single valley. You don't climb a single mountain. Wallah, it's unbelievable. Look what he says. Except that there are people in Medina, they take the same reward. Yani some of us may go help the landscaping in Valley Ranch, not in this beautiful weather, summer in Dallas. And you're sweating, then Sheikh Yasser or Sheikh Omar, may Allah bless all the leadership in this masjid, Amir Rabbil Alameen, they say, you know what, brothers and sisters, it is possible there's a sister somewhere in Dallas, a brother somewhere there that will take the same reward as you're getting with the landscaping as you're drenching in all that sweat. Say, Sheikh, how is that possible? They have an excuse, they couldn't make it. They were coming, they had a flat tire. They were sick. But Allah would reward them as if they were participating. So may Allah reward us as if we are in Gaza. And may Allah reward you as if you fund all the medication necessary and the food and sponsoring the orphans. But the question is, how far are you able to go? Go that far, and Allah will make you fulfill your dream. Allahumma arhamna bi rahmatika allati wasi'at kulla shay. Oh Allah, shower your mercy upon all of us. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma aghfir lana dhunubana ya ghafuru ya rahim. Allahumma arzuqna hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa hubba amalin yuqarribuna ila hubbik. Allahumma barik fi hadha al-jam' al-mubarak. Allahumma ij'alna mimman yashkuru fi as-sarra ويصبر في الضراء. اللهم ارفع الظلم عن المظلومين في كل مكان وخاصة في فلسطين وغزة وكل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصرهم على من عاداهم يا أرحم الراحمين، وصبرهم على مصابهم يا عزيز يا كريم، إنك على كل شيء